talk of Get At It Get.
25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and I call Bloomfield, Connecticut home. I've lived here for 30 years, and I'll be very honest. When I first came to Bloomfield, the schools weren't what they are now, and I am so proud to have with us today, and I've told my friend Dan all about him, Dr. James Thompson, who came to us from Hartford and has completely turned the school system around. The high school graduates, listen to this, the high school graduation soared 18%. That's right, 18% points in 5 years from 74%. From 74% to 92% here in 2016, last year. And it's just grown and grown and grown. Dr. Thompson, we've got you in here to say congratulations. I've seen it all myself, so I know what I'm talking about. And it wasn't an easy job.
No, and thank you very much for allowing me to be here, to be a part of your program this morning, to have a discussion about the Bloomfield story, as I often refer to it.
Dan, I know that
yes.
We've talked about it, you and I.
We sure have.
What they have done here.
So, and Dr. Thompson is in our Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair. Doctor, you came into the school system, and obviously you had to formulate a plan. What was your first step?
Well, when I arrived, as a matter of fact, we're approaching the six-year mark. I came to Bloomfield as superintendent of Bloomfield Public Schools in April of 2011. And the first thing that I did was to put together a 100-day plan. And that plan allowed me to really meet with all of the stakeholders to get a sense as to their perspective in terms of what was going on in Bloomfield. I wanted to know what they thought were working and also what should be improved, and also some recommendations on how that should happen. So that really was the first step, was to develop a 100-day plan. And from there, we convened shortly thereafter. It was in January of 2012. We convened a stakeholders meeting in which we wanted to develop a vision for the district. And in order to do that, we felt it was important to get input from all the stakeholders in terms of what they felt should be part of that plan. And those were the two, I think, most important steps or strategies that I utilized when I came here in Bloomfield in 2011.
And you know, Dan, what I remember, one of the biggest things, and the first thing I saw one day was the students with uniforms. I mean, sharp, everything. And that helped as far as discipline. And Doctor, you know something? At first, you were criticized, this and that, but then you won because you proved that this is all part of that plan that you had. And we've got kids now, they go down to Yale, they go to some of the big colleges to be interviewed. This never happened when I was first here in Bloomfield. Never happened, Dan.
Talk about that, Doctor.
Well, you know, when you take a look at where our graduates go relative to post-secondary, the number one school is UConn. So we're very proud that most of our graduates go to UConn. And they go to so many other universities. They go to Yale. They go to Princeton. They go to you name it. They go across the state and also across the country.
But you had to obviously get the stakeholders to buy into your strategy. How did you do that?
Well, I think I go back to that that stakeholders meeting where our stakeholders had input in developing a vision, and from that vision, We teased out four priorities, and those four priorities are the foundation to our district accountability plan, which I think is accredited to the transformation in the district. And let me just talk briefly about the four priorities, because they are very important. Holistic accountability is priority number one, and I'll talk about that in a minute. The second priority is rigorous curriculum instruction and assessment. The third one is positive school climate, and that speaks to what you were referring to at the very beginning, which is critical. And the fourth one is family and community engagement. Let me talk a little about the first priority, holistic accountability, and that's really about strategically using data. And in Bloomfield, we have data teams at three levels. We have a data team at the district level, we have a data team at the school level, and also at the school level, we have data teams at the grade level and content. The function and purpose of the data team at the district level is to develop, implement, and monitor the district accountability plan. And it's very similar at the school level. Each school is required to develop a school accountability plan that is aligned to the district's plan. And their task is to monitor that plan, okay, to implement and monitor that plan. And at the school level, when we refer to data teams at the grade level and content, that's where grade level teams come together and they review student data to determine and use that data, allow that data to inform the decisions around curriculum, around instruction, around what assessments they're going to be using. So the importance of data and really allowing data to inform all decisions is critical in terms of the work that we do here in Bloomfield.
Why was it and how did it happen that all of a sudden students in math, in the sciences, the grades went up and up and up? It just happened, and it took a little while. But now, I mean, when you look at where Bloomfield High School is rated, with other high schools, we're right up there.
Sure.
We're right up there.
And that's a good point that you're bringing out in terms of where Bloomfield High School was in 2011. You know, I hate to say it, but at that time when, in 2011, Bloomfield High School was one of the five lowest performing high schools in the state. What a transformation has taken place at the high school, and I'll speak a little about some of the things that have occurred there. First and foremost, there was a realignment of the leadership in 2012, replacing the assistant principals with directors of or content directors of literacy and math. Also, raising expectations among staff and students, which is so important. And the third one is something I touched on earlier, is the strategic use of data and how the data teams come together to take a look at what students are doing. So those are in summary, there's a lot of other things that have occurred, but in summary, that is what I attribute those three strategies to the transformation of the high school.
Now, Dr. Thompson, you mentioned a couple of things that have caught my fancy. First of all, what you're saying is you didn't go in to lower the bar, you went in to raise the bar.
Exactly. In terms of expectations, what we as educators expect of ourselves and what we expect of our students, and also in what students expect of themselves. It really requires that expectations to occur at different levels because our students have to be empowered to expect that they can achieve, and that's powerful within itself.
And when you had the meeting with the stakeholders, what did the parents tell you?
Well, the parents said pretty much in a nutshell, they really wanted to see accountability. The parents really wanted to see more rigor, you know, relative to curriculum, instruction. They wanted to see more relative to the climate at our schools and also engagement. Those were the four, which are now our priorities. This is what our parents, as well as our stakeholders, was very clear in terms of what they wanted to see. And when you take a look at our vision, that's right there in our district vision.
You can walk into the schools now, Dan, and it's really, when you go over there And we go over there quite a bit. We work with the schools, with Donna Banks. She works with them, too. And it's just amazing. It really is. And people said, this couldn't be done. Oh, it's Bloomfield and so forth. Well, now Bloomfield, and you know what this has done? What this has done, because of the education and the way that is going, people not only are moving in, but companies are coming in to build.
Well, the economic benefits.
There you go.
No question. Well, obviously the 21st century, as you know, Dr. Thompson, technology changes by the nanosecond. So that said, how does that change the core curriculum in the Bloomfield school system?
Well, keep in mind that technology is a tool, and it's, as you mentioned, it's forever evolving, and it's so important for us to be aware of that and also to incorporate technology, you know, throughout the curriculum and what we do. There's something else I want to talk to that is very important, and that is the use of extended learning opportunities, which is I'm a big advocate of extended learning, and we have extended learning that occurs with the extended day. We have the extended year, which is our summer school program, and at the elementary and middle school level, we refer to as early start. And for the last 5 years, we've been able to provide our students entering grades 1 through 8, 20 additional days of school, typically during the month of July. And I'll kind of give you what a typical day looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. The students arrive at 8:30, and they are provided breakfast from 8:30 to 9 o'clock, and from 9 until 12, they are engaged in the academics. Primarily reading and math and also science. From 12 to 12:30, typically lunch is provided. And then from 12:30 to 2:30, enrichment. And that's art, music, phys ed. And also this year we're incorporating providing them with a foreign language, probably French. Now, this is so, and transportation is provided also. This is unique for Bloomfield because typically in a summer program, it's usually in the morning, and students are probably dismissed after the morning is over. So a typical day with our summer school program, a typical day mirrors a typical day during the school year.
Okay.
So in essence, our students are receiving 20 additional days of school.
Now, which students can go in July?
That's a very good question that you're asking. The program is for intervention and enrichment, and it's open for all students. So it's not a remedial program. It's a program that is offered to all students. We really make a concerted effort to target those students who are in need. Who have some academic challenges. But at the same time, it is open to all students because we feel that all students will benefit from the extended school year. And while I'm talking about extended learning, I'm taking a little, this is something very, I think is so important because when we talk about closing that that academic achievement gap, and Connecticut has one of the largest academic achievement gaps in the country. And when we talk about closing that gap, from my perspective, what is critical and what is needed is more time. And so that's why I am a big proponent, or advocate, I should say, of extended learning opportunities. And I'm going to close on this note as far as extended learning opportunities. Currently, this year, we've been awarded a grant by the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving of $400,000 to allow us to provide extended day to our students in grades 2, 3, and 4. An additional 45 minutes is added to their day.
During the school year?
During the school, from September.
It's Rehab Interview Chair, Dr. James Thompson, School Superintendent of Bloomfield. And Dr. Thompson, you've got three things going for you right now. Actually, we've got a lot of things going for you, but you look at the fact enrollment is up, graduation rates are up, real estate development is up in Bloomfield. That's a pretty important three-legged area, if you will.
Well, yes, and we're very proud of the work that is occurring in Bloomfield Public Schools now. And let me take a moment to speak to the different stakeholders and groups that really has contributed to this. First of all, let me start with our Board of Ed. We have a very supportive, dedicated board, have a great partnership with the board chair. I have right now a very talented team that I work with every day. And as I move to the schools, our teachers are tremendously effective, very dedicated, hardworking. Our school leaders are very effective in what they do and leading their staff, our support staff, and also our parents. Our parents are very much involved. They have to be credited and also commended on what they do in supporting their child or their children each and every day. And also our partners in the community. We have a number of partners that really must be commended on what they do in supporting what we do in Bloomfield. So that's important to note. It really takes a team to get this work done.
And again, the Board of Education, and Donna, by the way, is on that board. And I can vouch for this. She works hard. She's really involved. And these are the reasons, Dan, that Bloomfield has really, really come back. And, you know, the big thing that people talk about now in the town is that how this education has contributed to people that want to come and be part of it.
So the next question becomes, how do you sustain it and raise the bar even more?
That's a very good question. Sustainability is very important to us, and we have much more work to be done. I think what has been achieved to this point has validated that we're moving in the right direction. So we will continue to work on the strategies that are proven to be effective. And we're also going to be seeking resources to really sustain some of the effective programs like the extended day, the extended year. Those are key to the sustainability of what has occurred thus far.
So that's the story.
And it's a great story.
It's a great story.
We have about a minute left, Doctor. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think in terms, if I can just continue what I just said, in terms of, you know, there's a lot more work to be done. We are committed to moving from improvement to excellence. That is really where we're going.
Improvement to excellence. There you go.
That's the story.
It's a great story.
To be able to see this. And we have seen it in all the years that I've lived in Bloomfield, and we're right up there where we should be. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
And again, we will see you all soon. That's for sure.
Tomorrow.